Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. The Group Active Retirement is today calling for the telephone support allowance for older people to be transformed into the digital connection allowance as more medical, financial and government business has migrated online, leaving retired people marginalised from day-to-day activities, or some of them at least. For more on this, I'm joined by Maureen Kavanagh, the CEO of Active Retirement. Maureen, you're very welcome to the programme. You might tell me what this allowance is at the moment. Who should say, what is the status of it and how much is it?
At the moment, there is a telephone allowance, and those that are in receipt of the state pension, the living alone allowance and the fuel allowance can receive €2.50 a week towards their telephone costs. And that can be either for the cost of having a mobile phone or towards your landline costs. And what we're asking for is the government to increase that to €5 per week, mm-hmm. and that extra €2.50 would be seen as covering the cost of a digital connection allowance.
Okay.
We feel that that would completely transform the telephone allowance into a broader allowance that will go some ways towards bringing older people online.
It makes a lot of sense as well. It's €10 a month essentially now, and you want it up to €20 a month. And that's based, Maureen, on feedback you've got from 25,000 members, or some of them whom you asked what changes they wanted. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. We're a membership organisation of just over 25,000 members in 560 local active retirement associations around the country, who, in fairness, now have been in lockdown for the last 18 months and hopefully coming back into activities over the next coming weeks and next year. But our members reported loneliness, they reported isolation, they reported finding their programmes, their fitness programmes, their art programmes, their cookery programmes, all the stuff that they would have done on a weekly basis in their local groups and their communities had gone online. And that access to services such as banking, medical appointments, shopping, even things as simple as communicating with people during COVID, unless you're able to get online, it became much more difficult for older people to stay in touch.
Yeah, without question, in this day and age, isn't that right? So I wonder, would it make it easier to pay bills, or is this actually this lack of a digital allowance preventing people whom are members with you from going online?
Yes, it is. I mean, there is. Tilda Research has told us that there is quite a large number of households headed by those that are over 60 that have a PC, but that decreases with age, and we know that from research. But older people are going online, and they need the knowledge and the skills to do so, and to do so safely, and to do it with confidence. And in fact, we just feel that this allowance, it would be a practical step for the government to support and bridge the digital divide. Mm-hmm. Most recently, there was the National Literacy, Numeracy and Digital Strategy was launched by Minister Harris. And in it, it says that older people are a priority group for government support. So we just feel, this is very practical. It's a simple way to actually start to bridge this
and
divide.
And people can see the logic in it. Very briefly, before I let you go, you're also calling for an increase in the pension in the upcoming budget.
We most certainly are. I mean, for numerous years, Active Retirement Ireland has been asking for the pension to be increased to ensure that older people are not living in poverty. There was no increase in the since 2020 in the budgets, and the value of the state pension is about 29% of the average earnings, which the roadmap for pension reform, which is the government's plan for pension reform, says that the pension should actually be at 34% of the average earnings. So we're now asking that instead of putting a fiver on, a fiver off, we're asking the government to put €15 on the pension as the most and biggest move towards their own plan for pension reform.
Maureen, I have a feeling we'll be talking to you on Budget Day to see if you're happy or not, and your members as well. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
We'd be
CEO
delighted.
Of Active Retirement, Maureen Kavanagh. Thank you.